Blog Talk Radio. The Asylum has opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Take a quick walk into the men's washroom, And in the stall, I see not one but two pairs of feet. And what struck me is this. The first pair of feet was a guy on his knees, pants down around his ankles. And it's like, oh, okay then. It's like, okay, gentlemen, you were in a nightclub. You were in what is essentially a public bathroom used by many people. So if there are two of you in there, you are either doing blow or sucking cock. Pick one, because they're both frowned upon in the club, and it's time to go, gentlemen. So they get their stuff on, and it's two guys. Oh, they go, well, we've already done the cocaine. We were just gonna blow each other. And I'm like, congratulations, you still gotta go. So they were very good. Like, don't get me wrong, they were very compliant, a bit lippy, pardon the expression. We get them out to the club, and one little guy goes to me, you know I'm a lawyer. And I'm like, congratulations, I'm ecstatic. I go, and that matters to me for what reason? He goes, you violated our expectations to privacy. And I'm going, and I'm like, huh? He's going, oh, we were behind closed doors so we could do what we want. It's like, no, 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 no. I love how everyone either becomes a lawyer on the moment's notice, is an armchair lawyer, or has all of a sudden gains great knowledge in the legal profession, when realistically all they may do is sit there and flip burgers at McDonald's, and the most legal training they have is when they're bent over a police cruiser with their hands behind their back, getting busted with a bunch of crack in their back pocket. So this guy was trying to tell me that even though they were in a bathroom in a bar, that the rights to do what they want, when they want, apply. And I go, how does this apply? Oh, it's because and I swear to God, I'm being totally serious about this. He goes, because we're gay. I'm like, and that matters for what reason? Gay or straight, that's inappropriate behavior. Like, I'm all for, I don't get me wrong. Like, and like, I used to host a show, I produced Teresa Venom's show when she was doing a show. And I am down for getting freaky, dirty, and nasty. Like, come on, I have done such dirty things sexually that I had to shower twice before I could be considered dirty again. Like, come on, fuck. But there's a time and a place for it, people. And giving, and like guys, gay or straight, dropping to your knees and, like, speaking into the microphone in public isn't really appropriate. And telling the bouncer it is like, yeah, dude, yeah, not really. So we're gonna jump forward. We're gonna jump forward to this following Saturday, where I found two girls. And actually, I didn't find two girls. Let me rephrase. Let me just start from the beginning. Where I had four guys complain they felt rather uncomfortable. There were two women having sex in the men's washroom. And they felt rather uncomfortable. So I'm like, what do you mean? They go, well, there's two girls going at it in the men's washroom. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go in there, and again, two women. All I see is two, and they were very cute boots, by the way. But I see two pairs of women's legs, basically one chick with her pants down around her ankles, another one with, like, she's wearing a skirt, and like whatever, and her thong down around her ankles, and basically they were going, I was like, ladies, 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 this is not the time or the place. I need you to get dressed and get out. And she's like, just a minute. And I'm like, no, not a minute. And she's like, you gotta wait. You're throwing off her. And I'm like, no, ladies, I have no problem tearing the door off the hinges. So basically, they come out all grumpy that I basically interrupted her before she hit the big O. And I, at this point, am kind of pissed off. One, because I haven't gotten any in a couple of weeks. Two, it's been a shitty night. And three, when I'm trying to be nice, first of all, you don't fucking tell me to wait. God, so she comes up, pulling up her jeans, pulling up her G-string, getting, like, zipping up in front of me, like, oh, you just need to wait. I'm like, honey, let's get something straight here. The rules apply to everyone equally. I'm like, you can't have it both of it because I said this exact thing to him. If a guy was in the washroom or two guys were in the washroom, like, and they were sucking cock, you would be the first two to yell at me to haul them out of the club or arrest them. So I said, honey, who are you teasing? The rules apply to you as well. Oh, and they were like, I'm a criminal. I'm like, you're treating me like a criminal. And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I'm sitting there like, and they're going on. And I'm like, ladies, come on now. You're just boring me right now. Fuck. And I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to get them out of the club. Like, got your coat check tags. And they're going, oh, you're treating us like criminals because we were in, both of us were in the bathroom stall. I said, no. I said, and I explained to them again. And again, I felt like I needed to turn into Samuel L. Jackson.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Oh, fuck. So, chicks eating pussy, men sucking dick, and vice versa. Everybody, this is generation fucking snowflake, where they want all the rights and equity. But they don't want to. They don't want to put their big person people pants on when it comes time taking responsibility. Boys and girls, you need to listen and listen up. I pity our future, man, because we have these fucking kids like who fucking. I lived through September 11th, and now because Hillary Rodham and Clinton didn't get elected, they need to have a say. Like they needed to cancel classes for a day because people were upset. Some of us have lived through some of the greatest tragedies history has been through, and we coughed it out. This generation seems, oh, the teacher said I was late. I need to go somewhere and cry. Oh, fuck. But what the thing is the double standards, it's the double standards that fucking amaze me. It's, do as I say, not as I do, type thing, where they can do what they want, when they want, but when consequences come to apply, oh, you can't do that, sorry. So, I'm just starting to wonder about a few things. But you know what, we're going to take a bit of a break here, and I'm just going to revamp here. So, we're back in 3:20. My name is Christopher Cross, and you were listening to the only podcast that matters.
My shoes, they will tear you apart. stormy seas are inevitably aiming for your heart. You've got a broken heart. You say you can manage, but this man is tired of doing damage. Why is this happening to me? I'm so freaking and complicated. One so simple, I was trying to be disco. I just needed my space. I know you were right, babe. Too late, you were my babe. I lost you again. Lost you again.
This is Christopher Cross. Carl Wolf, Go Your Own Way. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're talking about double standards. Dicks don't matter today. I'm going to go back even further. My partner, Liz, let's give a shout out to my partner, Liz. Hey, honey. See you this weekend. And she's one of the best female bouncers in the industry, man. And this is one chick I know that always has my back at the door. We had to deal with this bellowing bush pig of a woman. And yes, I'm going to be insulting. Fuck you. It's my show. This bellowing bush pig of a woman, and again, she's an Amazon bush pig, about 6 foot, 250 pounds of just fucking bad attitude. And I dealt with her a couple months back, and she got kicked out of the club for trying to swing on staff. So she throws her stuff down the stairs in a fucking fit. And leaves the club. And like I said, she has her stuff on the way out. What she does with it when she leaves, not our problem. So 2 months later, almost 2 months to the day, mind you. 2 months later, this pudding of a woman comes in. I want my stuff. Like, no, I already gave you a no trespass. You need to leave. I want my stuff. So, and then I watched her leave, and she gives me a little shove. So I go to fit, like, just gently escort her out, throws herself on the ground. I'm not moving till I get my stuff. Now, I could have removed her. Now, I could have removed her. I could have, like, grabbed her by her neck and drug her out. Me and Liz could have dragged her out, like, hog-tied her and dragged her out. Like, I could have stuck my hand up her like a fucking up her twat like a Muppet and fucking dragged her out like Kermit the Frog. But no, I didn't want to. I didn't want to injure the little darling. So we had to call the police. They didn't show because this bitch had to talk herself out. But this is the kind of woman that gives feminists a bad name, because this psychotic was running all over the place saying she was undercover police. Talk about how her grandmother died, how she was abused. Obviously, mental health issues there, and I feel very bad for her. But at the same time, it's like, what do you do in that situation? And I was like, tried to reason with her. I want my stuff. It's like dealing with a fucking 2-year-old. So that we had to call the cops a couple of times, but she generally talked herself out. But again. And she proclaimed she was a feminist and on the side of social justice. Now, anybody who listens to this broadcast, please feel free to contact me on Facebook or via the show and correct me if I'm wrong. My interpretation of feminism is equality across the board, be it responsibilities, pay rate, just, and I'm speaking very generally right now, is an equality for both genders. Equal treatment, equal pay, etc., etc. And that is my sort of view of feminism to be viewed as equals. And that may be incorrect, and I would love to have a discussion with somebody regarding it, because if my interpretation is wrong, like, I would love to know a bit more. But again, this is the type of person who gives legitimate, and I'm saying legitimate, feminist, legitimate social activists a bad name, because they take something and use it as a fucking fad. Like, Well, I don't know. Like, they use it like it's a fad. Like, it's the fad of the week. And it's cool. I'm a social activist. Next week you'll be working in an office crusading on behalf of the corporation. Week after that, you'll be unemployed, saying the government held me down. Week after that, you'll be hooking on King and John in Oshawa. Give me a fucking break. So it just astounds me how people, and this isn't directed at everybody, mind you. It just astounds me how people in like a general cross section of people can make life difficult for the rest of us. Now, that being said, if I didn't have some of these idiots, I wouldn't have a job right now, other than being an annoying blog host. I'd love to hear everybody's opinion, too. So you can reach me, like, look me up on Facebook. Look me up at Eyes in the Night Media and Event Services. You can even find me down at the Boat in Kensington Market, 158 Augusta Avenue. And we can book a show time down there where I can book you guys to come on the show, when I'm off work and when I do the days I do the show. And it's... like I said, it's some of these topics I would love to speak to more people about. But my opinion is basically everyone, like this generation, it's a double standard. That they seem to think they're allowed to do what they want, when they want, like spoiled little 5-year-olds, but they don't want the consequences to go along with it. And when they get the consequences, they cry everything from racism, sexism, homophobia, agoraphobia, like everything to excuse their lack of integrity and also morals. And people say, well, you swear like a sailor and you insult everybody. I said, yeah, I don't pretend at who I am. This is the thing, though, and this is what people need to get across, is I am a firm believer in take me for who I am and don't take me at all. Is if I think you're a fucking asshole, I will tell you straight out. And I'd rather be hated for being an honest asshole than liked for being a fake fuck. Because at least then I can look at myself in the mirror and I can look at my kids with a clean conscience. And that's the best way to be. But on that note, I think what we're going to do here is, we're just 5 minutes before the end of the broadcast here. So I think what we're going to do here is we're just going to spend the next 2 minutes going out here on a song, and I'm going to try to get more of these done. Just need to find a co-host to keep me motivated. My name is Christopher Cross, and you are listening to a bit of a rant and rave session on group therapy. Hope to see you here again, guys. Have a good one.